Today's daf is Menachos daf Pei. We left off, Elisha left off in daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page at the two dots. Thank Elisha again very much for giving the shiur over the last 3 days while I was away. So we left off really in the middle of a discussion. The two dots are really in the wrong place. They should have been one line earlier because the Gemara sets a rule, and then right after the two dots, the Gemara tries to find out what the application of that rule is. And the rule the Gemara had was that there is some case where la'achar kapara does not require lachmei toda, but lefnei kapara does require lachmei toda. So the Gemara tries to figure out what exactly that case is going to be. So we're going to begin with that, and then the Gemara is going to discuss a parallel rule that comes up by a Korban Chatas, and we're going to try to find the application of the parallel rule as it relates to a Korban Chatas. Then on the bottom of the page, going over to Amud Beis, we're going to identify two differences between the rules of the Zevach part of the Todah and the rules of the Lechem part of the Todah, that even though they're both critical parts of the Todah, some things are more critical than others, and therefore there's going to be different rules that govern the two parts of the Korban Todah. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about, let's say you not only designated a Todah and then lost it and replaced it, which we discussed already in our Mishnah, but let's say you lost the replacement also. So you designated, you now replaced it with a third Korban Todah, and then you found everything. So now you have three animals in front of you instead of two animals. So our Mishnah discussed about bringing the Lachmei Todah, which one of the two you bring the Lachmei Todah with. What about when you have three? Which one or two of the three? Is there any case where you can bring Lachmei Todah with more than one of them? And we're also going to discuss a parallel rule for whatever conclusion we come to. We're going to discuss a parallel rule as far as it relates to Korban Chatas. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to begin a sugya that continues well into tomorrow's daf. And that's going to relate to a Todah that was designated with the Lashon of Harei Zu, and its Temura, the Temura for that Korban Todah, get mixed up with each other, and then one of them dies. And you don't know which one is the surviving Korban Todah. So you're really stuck. There's no way to bring the other one properly. So the Gemara is going to then suggest, going well into tomorrow's daf, 8 possible suggestions of what you can do to get out of that predicament. But we're going to reject each one. We're going to say it's really not a resolvable predicament. So again, let's begin. We'll go back to three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, because that's where it makes sense to begin. So Shalach Rabbi Chanina Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shanu Elo La'achar Kapara. Our Mishnah had said that you don't require lechem on the replacement Korban Todah. That's only La'achar Kapara, that you already had Kapara from one, then you don't require lachmei todah with the other one. Avalefnei kapara, but if you have not yet been makrav your korban todah, then to unin lechem, then the other one is going to require lechem. So Gemara is going to try to figure out. We had several cases in our Mishnah. We had a case of a temura of a korban todah. We had a case of a vlad of a korban todah. So which case are we talking about exactly in the Mishnah that we're saying that everything is going to depend on before kapara or laachar kapara? So havi bar Rav Amram. Rav Amram had this discussion about what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, because remember it was Rabbi Chanina Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan that formulated this rule, that only la'achar kapara do you say that it does not require lechem, but lefnei kapara it does. So havi bar Rav Amram was discussing, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Aheya, which din in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Is he talking about the chalifim of a todas chov? A todas chov meaning you said harei alai todah, you took it upon yourself as a chiyuv to the extent that if this animal gets lost, you're going to bring another one in its place. So you actually lost it and you brought another one in its place, and then you found the first one. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if you were makriv the first one, then you don't bring lechem with the second one. But if you were not yet makriv the first one and you now decide to be makriv the second one first, so you do bring lechem with the second one. So then that's a davar pashut. You don't even need to say that. Ilifnei kapara tanina. If you're trying to be mechadesh that before the kapara you decide to bring the second one before you ever makriv the first one, that you're going to require lechem. We already had that beferish in the brisa that eze mehen sheyirtze yakriv v'lachma ima. We said in the brisa that you get your choice. You can bring whichever one you want, and whichever one you bring the lechem together with it. And ila achar kapara tanina. And if Rabbi Yochanan is being mechadesh that if you bring the second one after you were already mechaper with the first one, one, so then that the second one does not require lechem in such a case. We learned that in the Braisa as well, because the Braisa learned from the word yakrivenu by Chalifei Toda that only after you bring, that you only bring lechem to for one of them and not for two of them. So the Braisa, and the Braisa is obviously talking about a Todas Chova, because it says Hamafrish Toda So in the Braisa. It didn't say Hamafrish Toda. So it sounds like Toda So, a Toda that you're actually Mechuyavin. So what could possibly be the case that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about? Ella Achalife Todas Nedava. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about a case where he said Hare Alai, where he made it a Todas Chova, but rather you said Hare Zu Toda. So it's a Todas Nedava in the sense that if you don't bring this carbon Toda, if it gets lost, it gets somehow, it's unable to be brought, you don't have to bring a replacement. You're not Chayiv Bachriyusa. So if in that case it got lost and you decided to bring another one, that's Rabbi Yochanan says that if you already had kapara b'rishona, don't bring lechem with the second one. If you didn't have kapara with the rishona, then you do bring lechem with the second one. The Gemara says that doesn't make sense either, because bein lefnei kapara bein la'achar kapara tunas lechem. In that case, it should always require lechem, because when the first one was lost, you had zero chiyuv, and the fact that you decided to replace it means you decided to bring a new karban toda. And any time you bring a new karban toda, it's going to require lechem. All you are is someone who's bringing an extra toda. So good, it's nice, wonderful, you want to bring an extra toda, but that extra toda is always going to require lechem regardless of what happened with the first carbon toda. Ella, so he said, Rabbi Yochanan must have been talking about it in an entirely different case. Not that this is a replacement toda, but Ella avlad todas nedava. It must be that we're talking about that you were mafresh a pregnant toda for a nedava, harezu toda, and it was pregnant, and then it gave birth. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if you already makrev the mother at the time that you're makrev the vlad, you don't bring lechem together with the vlad. But if you were not yet makrev the mother at the time that you're makrev the vlad, then you do bring lechem with the vlad. Says Gemara, well, that doesn't make sense either, because bein lefnei kapara, bein liachar kapara, regardless of whether you have or have not been makrev the mother yet, ain't tunin lechem. The vlad should not require lechem. Moser de todahi. It is something that is added on to the toda itself, and it's not the toda itself, so it should not require lechem because it's not part of the toda. Says Gemara, Ella avlad todas chova. Rabbi Yochanan must have been talking about a case of the vlad of a todas chova, meaning you said hare alai toda on a pregnant toda, and then you designate a pregnant animal, and that pregnant animal gave birth. So if you're makrev the vlad lifnei kapara, before you're makrev the mother, ta'un lechem, then the vlad is going to require lechem, because had the toda been lost, you could be mechaper with the vlad, meaning you do need to replace it when you say hare alai. So the vlad could have been the replacement. So now that the mother's not lost, but you're bringing the vlad first, you are being yotze your chiyuv with the vlad. It's called a toda, and it's going to require lechem. But la'achar kapara. But if you're already makrev the mother by the time you're being makrev the vlad, you already got your kapara. Ein tol lechem. Then the vlad is not going to require lechem, because you're not being yotze your neder through the vlad. It's only a mosar toda. It's not the toda itself. And the vlad toda, our Mishnah said, does not require lechem. Says Gemara, Mike Mashmalan. So what's the great chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning now l'chora the Achronim point out there is a chiddush in the fact that a vlad todas chova requires lechem, and the Gemara formulates the chiddush a little bit differently. The Gemara explains to kasav Rabbi Yochanan adam mischaper b'shvach hegdish, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, meaning Rabbi Yochanan's great chiddush is that a person can achieve his kapara through an improvement that happened to the animal after you already makdish the animal. Because what happened? You were makdish a pregnant animal, and then it doubled, meaning you had a baby. So now that's an improvement that happened to the animal itself, within the animal's body, after you already makdish the animal. And that can be your kapara. You're allowed to bring that vlad as a kapara, and that's why if you choose to bring that vlad as a kapara, it's going to require lechem. By a vlad of a nedava, even if you're makrev before you makrev the mother, it would not pater your chiyuv from bringing the mother, because you were not mekabel on yourself a neder to bring whichever animal, you were makdish that animal specifically, dafka, the mother. And even if the mother got lost, the vlad would not be able to take its place, because you have no chiv achrayus on the mother if it were in a dava. So the vlad is not b'makom ha'im at all, and it doesn't have a shame toda at all, and therefore it would never require a lach metoda. That's how the Rashi in the Ksav Yad points out, but l'chora that's obvious, right? Meaning the point is that because it's a toda schova, so therefore you do need to end up bringing the toda regardless of what happens to the animal that you designated. So haviba nami abaye ki agavna. The Gemara just informs us that even though Rabbi Yochanan was the author of this chiddush, that it depends, l'tnei kapara l'yachar kapara, what's going to be with the vlad, Abaye said the same exact thing. Abaye, I'm sorry, even though we had this whole discussion within Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Amram had this whole discussion within Rabbi Yochanan of what Rabbi Yochanan meant, Abaye also had the same discussion and came to the same conclusion within Rabbi Yochanan. And it, Marnami, we said beferish that Rabbi Yochanan says this way, because Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chilufei todas nedava ben lefnei kapara ben achar kapara to unin lechem. Whatever gets exchanged for a todas nedava, so whether you bring it before the kapara or after the kapara, it's always going to require lechem. Marba betodosu, because again, the idea of a todas nedava is that if you lose it, you don't have to replace it. So if you chose to replace it, you're just bringing an extra toda. When you bring an extra toda, of course, it's going to require lachme toda. Vlad todas nedava, the offspring of a todas nedava, bein lefnei kapara, bein liachar kapara, ain't tol lechem, is never going to require lechem, because it does not have a shame carbon toda. Most are the toda, it's just what's left over from your toda. Vlad todas chova, but the vlad of a todas chova, again, a todas chova is where you say, hare alai, not hare zu, where you're going to have to replace it if it gets lost. And now you have the vlad, lefnei kapara, so if you never had your kapara with the mother, tun lechem, then the vlad becomes your carbon toda, and it's going to require lechem. Le'achar kapara ain't tun lechem, but if you already had your kapara with the mother, then you're not going to require lechem for the vlad, because the vlad is not your carbon toda at all. You already had your kapara with the mother. Okay, so that is the first section of the daf. Now the Gemara is going to explain that Amar Shmuel kol shebechatos meis. So Shmuel is going to formulate a rule. Anytime if an animal would have been a chatos, the halacha would be that it would be left to die. Betoda, the parallel case of a carbon toda, ain to un alechem, should not require lach me toda. How many chatos hamesos are there? So there are five chatos hamesos. There's a vlad chatos, a tmuris chatos, chatos shemesu baaleha, chatos sha'avra shnasa, because the chatos can only be brought when it's bas shnasa, v'chatos sha'avra sha'avda v'chipru baaleha ba'acheres. A chatos gets lost in the bailim already had a kapara with something else. So the Gemara is going to explain that Shmuel is going to be talking about a case of kipru ba'aleh ba'acheres, that we're formulating a rule. Any time the chatos would die, it doesn't mean all chatos amesos. It means just like by a chatos where you already had the kapara with another one, and now you're left with this second chatos, but you already got your kapara. So what do you do with this second animal? Mesa, you let it die. Same in a parallel case by a carbon toda, where you already got your kapara with the carbon toda, and now you have an extra animal. Ain't to an alechem. Such a carbon is not going to require alechem. The kol shebchatas roa, but any time you're going to find the case of a carbon chatas where you're not allowed to let it die, you have to let it graze until it develops a mum, and then you redeem it for money, so then the parallel case of a carbon toda, betoda to un alechem. By a carbon toda, it's going to require lechem. What does it mean, bechatos roa, that it's left to graze? It means that you can't be makrovit, but also you can't kill it, you can't let it die. So there is such a case, and the Gemara is going to discuss what that case might be, that by a chatos you just leave it to graze, and then we have a parallel case by a carbon toda, then it would require lechem. So Masa Ravam, Ravam said, Mau Omer Hatoda Yakrov. You know, the Bryce had said, what does the pasuk mean when it says Hatoda Yakrov? That the truth is, the pasuk doesn't say Hatoda Yakrov. The pasuk says Yakrivenu. So, but the Gemara paraphrases and says Yakrov. Sometimes the Gemara does that, even when quoting Pesukim, doesn't quote the Pesukim with such precision. Sometimes the lack of precision is that we skip words when quoting a Pasuk, and sometimes the lack of precision is that we just say the Pasuk with slightly different words, for whatever reason. So there's a Tosfos Maseches Bava Basra that says that even all the Amoraim were not Bekiyim in the Pesukim. They didn't know all the Pesukim. That's hard to say. It's hard to say in general, Stam, but it's specifically hard to say when you're talking about a Gemara that's darshaning the Pesukim, right? If it's darshaning the Pesukim, obviously they were familiar with the correct words of the Pesukim. They were just paraphrasing the Pesukim. So Rav Avram said, what does the Torah mean when it says Hatoda Yakriv, which really it says Toda Yakrivenu? Minayin the Mafrish Todaso V'Avda V'Hivrish Acheres Tachteha V'Nimtzis Rishona V'Rishtein Omdos. How do I know that if you have a Korban Toda and it got lost, and then you replaced it with another Korban Toda, and then you found the original Korban Toda, and now you have two Korbanos Toda, but you only have a Chiv to bring one of them? Minayin Sheizu Man Sheizu Yakriv Lachmi Ma. How do I know you could bring whichever one you want and just bring the Lachmi Toda along with it? Tamalomar Hatoda Yakriv. That's that extra word, Yakrivenu, that's in the Pasuk to tell me that Chalife Toda can be brought as a Korban Toda together with the Lechem, and instead of the first animal that you had designated. So Yachol Teishniya Tun Lechem. I might think that even if I do bring one of these animals, the other one, as my Korban Toda, the other one is still going to require Lachme Toda. Tamil Omer, Yakrivenu, the Nun and the Vav, Yakrivenu, sounds like it's a Miut. Echad v'lo shnayim. You see, the Gemara clearly was using the word Yakrivenu, just mentioned Yakriv first, even though it didn't say Yakriv, just to darshan that part of the word. And now we're darshaning the second part of the word, the Nun Vav, that comes at the end of the word. So the drasha from the Nun and the Vav is Echad v'lo shnayim, that only one requires Lechem, but you're never going to require Lechem on both animals. So you see, the Chiluf Etoda that you bring after you already have a Kapara from one of the animals is not going to require Lechem in the second animal. If you were to have a parallel case of a korban chatas, the halacha would be roa, that it's left to graze, to develop a mum, not that it dies. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Temura, hifrish chataso, same case, just by a korban chatas, you designate an animal as your chatas, v'avda, you lost the animal, v'hifrish acheres tachtela, you designate another animal in its place, v'nimtzis rishon, you find the first one, v'arishtein omdos, they're both right there in front of you now, mischaper v'achas men, ushnei otomos tevi'rebi. Rebi holds, you get a kapara with one of them, then the other one has to die. But v'cham momrim, ein chatas mesa, elishnimtzis tachashon schaper b'ilim. No, the second one only dies if it's found after you already brought the other one. But if you have both of them in front of you and you get to choose which one you bring, then it doesn't die. Hakodim shenischapru b'ilim roe. If you find the other one before you were ever makriv of the second one, so you have both korbanos chatos in front of you, so one of them is used as a korban chatos and the other one is left to graze. So according to the chachamim, a chatos that's found before the kapara, the second one is going to be roe, and a toda in that case, the second one does not require lechem. That's against Shmuel's rule. Shmuel's rule was kol shebechatas roa betoda tuna lechem. And you see the Chacham are clearly against that rule of Shmuel. Says Gemara, yeah, because Shmuel kerevi svirulei. That very same brisa that you just quoted, yes, it quotes the Rabbanan, but it also quotes that Rebbe disagrees with the Rabbanan. Shmuel must have been holding like Rebbe, dam ravuda b'shas afrasha mesa, who said that if one was lost at the time that you were mafresh the second one, regardless of when you found it, whether you found it before or after you were makrevit, the one that's not used as the chatos is left to die. So Shmuel says, yeah, and by a toda, you're gonna, in a parallel case, it's enatun alechem, just like by the chatos, it's mesa. So says Mar el roa le Rabbi Yechim Shkachsa. Yeah, but part of Shmuel's rule was that whenever you're gonna have a case where a chatos would be roa, the toda would require lechem. What's a case where a chatos is roa? If you're holding like Rebbe, that when you find both of them and you have them both in front of you, still you're going to say the second one is mesa. So what's a case where a chatos is actually roa, where we could then apply that part of the rule? Says the Gemara that it could be that there's a din of roa. Kid Rabbi Yoshia, Dam Rabbi Yoshia, hifrish shtei chatos la'achrayus mischab bezmen sheyirtze v'ashni atira. The case would be, let's say you designate two animals for your korban chatos, just in case. You're very nervous. You're the kind of person that likes to make sure everything is taken care of, just in contingency plans. So you're very nervous that one of your something's going to go wrong with one chatos. So you designate two animals for a carbon chatos just in case something happens to the one. So what do you do with the second one when nothing goes wrong, when everything goes fine? So you could be mischapum veizim and shir to use whichever one you want, and then the second one is left to graze. So that's where we say that in a parallel case of a carbon toda, it would be tu'una lechem, would require lechem. Says Gemara, v'agabe toda ki agavna ain't tu'una lechem. But that's not true. If you were to designate two carbonos toda, just in case something happens to the one of them, the other one does not require lechem. So el Shmuel k'Rabbi Shimon sfirlei. So you have to say is that Shmuel is not holding like Rabbi, rather he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Da amar chamesh chataos mesos, who holds that there are five chataos mesos, and one of them is a chatos shenischapru ba'ale ba'acheres, a chatos that the bailim already had a kapara with another animal, so it dies no matter what if the bailim had another kapara, even if you're mafresh shtei chatos la'achrayos. Meaning Shmuel must be holding that even when you designate two chatos la'achrayos, just in case something happens, that you're always going to say the second one is going to be mesa. It's never roa, and therefore Shmuel says in the toda, in a parallel case, it does not require lechem. I Rabbi Shimon less like klal, but then there is no case of roa. There's no, once you're holding like Rabbi Shimon that there are five chatos hamesos, there is no case of a chatos that's roa. So how could Shmuel formulate a rule? Oh, if you have a case of a chatos that's roa, then the parallel case of a karban toda is that it's going to be tu'una lechem. But there isn't. There is no chatos that's roa. So says Gemara, Shmuel nami chada kamar. You're right. Shmuel never said that part of the statement. All he said is kol shav chatos mesa. Whenever you have a case of a carbon chatos that would be mesa in the chamish chatos mesos, so then in the parallel case of a carbon toda, that it does not require lechem. He never said the second half of the rule of kol shav chatos roa betoda tuuna lechem, because there's no such thing. There is no such thing as a chatos that's roa. So says Gemara, my kamash milan. So what's the great chiddush of Shmuel laafukim with Rabbi Yochanan to tell me not to hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Damar adam eschaper b'shvach hegdish that Rabbi Yochanan held that the offspring of a behemas hegdish of a hegdish animal you can have a kapara with. Rabbi Yochanan says if you're makriv of vlad chatos chova before you ever use the mother as the karban, so it's going to require the vlad is going to require lechem because the vlad itself becomes the karban toda. So kamash malon delo. So Shmuel comes to tell us that's not true. That you cannot be mischaper b'shvach hegdish, and therefore a vlad of a todas chova you cannot use as a kapara. It's never going to take the place. It's never going to be considered the ikar part of the toda. It's always only going to be the moser toda. And it's not going to require lechem, even if you bring the vlad before you ever brought the mother. Because Shmuel holds, by any time you'd have a chatas mesa, by a toda it's not going to require lechem. And a vlad chatas is a chatas that's mesa. So therefore, the parallel case of a karma toda is not going to require lechem. A vlad of a toda, according to Shmuel, is never going to require lechem. Period. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's identify. There are two parts of a karma toda. There's the zevach and there's the lechem. Are there any differences between the rules of the zevach and the lechem? So the Gemara is going to identify two differences. Amar Rabbi Abba, zu toda v'zu lechma. A person says, here's my karma toda, pointing to an animal. Here's the bread that's going to go along with the karban toda, and he brings up a netava. He's not mekabel achrayus. He doesn't say that if he gets lost, it's not harei alai. It's zu toda v'zu lachma. And then avad alechem, that you lost the bread. So maybe lechem acher. You replace the bread with other bread. But you still bring the zevach, meaning your zevach is still in place, and just make sure that the zevach is going to require bread. You lost your original bread, so bring other bread. Of the toda, enu maybe toda acheres. But if you lose the animal, then you're potter. You don't have to bring another carbon toda because you had said that this is a carbon toda, not hare alai, not that I'm accepting that responsibility. So it says, well, in my time, why should there be a difference whether you lost the bread or whether you lost the animal? Says lechem leglal toda ve'in toda leglal lechem. Even though there are two parts of a kavan toda, it's very clear which one is the ikker and which one is the tafel. It's true the lechem is part of a toda, the zevach is part of a toda, but the zevach is definitely the ikker, and therefore if the zevach gets lost, the kavan toda is over, the kavan toda is gone. But if the lechem gets lost, as long as the zevach still exists, since the zevach is the ikar, the carbon toda still exists. Rav Zilberstein points out in Cheshukei Chemed over here, he says, you know, the halacha is, we know, a person has a meal, sits down to a meal, and he washes, and then he has some meat during the meal, so he said hamotzi, he ate some bread. The fact that he said that he eats meat, you do not recite a bracha of shahakal on the meat. Why? Because the pas is more chashuv, the chashivas of the pas is greater than the chashivas of the basar, so everything is tafel to the basar. So he says, I wonder what the halacha would be. Person sits down to eat the carbon toda with the lachme toda, meaning do you say amotzi and then you don't have to say a shahakal on the basar? Or the Gemara says over here, it's an interesting shayla. Now the Gemara says over here that the lachme toda are definitely the tafel. So is that only medine carbon that the tafel, but medine bracha that would still remain the ikar? Or do we say that automatically it's the tafel? So he brings a raya from the din of achilas carbon pesach. This isn't the only time that you have lechem and basar together as part of the same process of eating a karban. By achilas carbon pesach, the Rambam writes in the 8th parak of Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, and over there it's even more obvious because the matzah that you're eating together with the carbon pesach, right? Al matzah maror miyachlu. They wrap matzah around the maror and the pesach. So the matzah is not a karban, only the pesach is a carbon. The matzah is a mitzvah, but it's not a carbon. So it should be even less of an ikur than the lachme toda are. And the Rambam writes in the 8th parak of Chametz Matzah Halach Vav, he goes through the process of how you eat. He says, right, you say now this time you wash your hands, you say amotzi, and then he says you're korich matzah morik echad metabel b'charos varich asher kishon mitzvot mitzvanu alechilas matzos. And then you say bracha shekshem sosisvan al chilas hazevach birchsa mitzvah, and you eat from the chagigas arbaasar, and then you say shekshem sosisvan al chilas pesach, and you eat from the carbon pesach. He never mentions the shakal. He mentions the amotzi and the matzah. He mentions the alachilas matzah. He mentions the alachilas zevach, the alachilas pesach. Never mentions a shahakal. So it seems pretty clear that there is no shahakal, that it becomes pater with the lechem that you bring. So pashtus is that in hilchos brachos, even though in hilchos karban it's different, in hilchos brachos it remains the same, that the bracha is hamotzi, and that's going to exempt bukhara. There's room to be mechalik between the carbon pesach situation and the carbon toda situation, but that's at least the beginnings of a raya. Va'amar Rava, and Rava also says, relating to the difference between the lachme toda and the toda itself, hifrish ma'os l'todaso. Let's say you designate money to purchase a carbon toda, vini tosru, and you purchase carbon toda, but there's extra money left over. So why didn't you buy a nicer one? You bought the nicest one they had. You had all this money, so you know to spend on the carbon toda. You were just wrong about the market value or whatever, and you can't spend more money than the most expensive one. So what are you going to do? You have extra money after you bought the zevach. Maybe buy an lechem. Halacha is you should use that money to buy the lachme toda. The lachme toda v'nitosru. But let's say you designate money for the lachme toda, and then you have some leftover money from the lachme toda. Ain maybe ben toda. You do not bring a carbon toda. You do not bring a zevach with the extra money from the lechem. My time, why not? Ile mishum drav kana. If you can say it's because of rav kana, dam rav kana minay lachme toda shnikru toda shnema v'ikraval zevach toda chalos matzos. How do I know that lachme toda are also called the carbon toda? Because it says that v'ikraval zevach toda chalos matzos, that the lechem is called toda. So therefore, if you have money left over from the zevach, you can purchase lechem, because that's also a toda yachiv chanami. But yeah, we get that, but then it should work in the reverse also. If you have extra money from the lechem, you should be able to buy the zevach, because the lechem is a toda. It says more, lechem ikri toda. The lechem is called the toda. It says hatoda chalos in the pasuk. Those words are juxtaposed with each other. So if you say that this money is for a toda, you mean for a toda and its lechem. But toda lo ikri lechem. But the zevach is never called lechem. So if you designate money and said this money is for the lechem, well, the zevach is definitely not lechem. If you said it's for the toda, so toda is a general term that includes both the zevach and the lechem. So you have money left over from the zevach, you use it to buy the lechem. But if you said this should be for the lechem, lechem is a very specific term. It definitely does not include the zevach. Okay. We had a Mishnah on Ayin Tesen Beis and a Braisa that explained that if, let's say, you lost a Karban Todah and then you were mafresh another Karban Todah in its place and then you found the first Karban Todah, so now you have two animals, so makriv one of them with the lechem and then the second one without the lechem. So now the Gemara is going to say, what if we complicate it just a bit more? Not that you have two Karban Todah in front of you, v'amar Rava, hifrish todasa v'avda, v'chazer v'hifrish acheres tachteha v'avda. You were mafresh a Karban Todah, you lost it. So you took animal B now as your carbon, and then you lost that one also. So now you took animal C to replace animal B, v'nimtzu arishonos, and then you found A and B. So now, very shlushanomdos, you have animals A, B, and C, and only one chiyuv of a carbon toda. So what do you do? If you choose to use the first one as your carbon toda, the second one will not require lachme toda, because it's mosar toda. It's a chilufe toda. You're already mechaper with the first one. But shlishis, ironically, tuna lechem. The third one will require lechem because it was designated as the chilufin of the second one. And the second one was not used as a carbon toda. So the shlishis now has to be used as a carbon toda. Right? It was there, it was designated as something that's going to be used as a toda if the second one's not. The second one wasn't. So now the third one has to be used as a carbon toda with the lechem. Nischaper b'shlishis, let's say you chose to use the third one as your carbon, shnia einatuna lechem. Then the third one, the second one does not require lechem because the third one was designated to take the place of the second one. So the third one was used, but rishona tuna lechem. But the first one is going to require lechem because the third one was never designated to take the place of the first one. It was only designated to take the place of the second one. Ben Tzayis, let's say you decided to use the second one as your carbon, then shtein einatunas lechem. Then neither of them is going to require lechem, because the second one was meant to replace the first one, and it did, you brought it, so now the first one is not a toda. The third one is meant as a contingency in case the second one's not used as a toda, but it was used as a toda, so now you don't need lechem on either number one or number three. So Abaye disagrees. Abaye amar afilin schaper ba'achas man, shtein einatunas lechem. It doesn't matter which one you bring. The other two are not going to require lechem. Kulu chalifin dadadininu. When you designate that third animal, for example, you're not designating it as replacement for the second one. You still keep the big picture in mind that you had a first one once, and you're designating this because you lost them both. So it's a replacement for everything. They're all connected to each other. So as long as you bring one of them as a carbon toda, the others are not a carbon toda. The others are nothing. Do not require any lechem. So we had mentioned that a chatas that gets lost and you're mafresh another chatas in its place, and then meaning, let's say this didn't happen in a carbon toda case, it happened in a carbon chatas case. So you have two animals right here for a carbon chatas that are in front of you because if one of them got lost, you replaced it, then you found the other one. So we said that you're makrev one of them, and the other one is left to die. So now we're going to have a machlokas Abaye and Rava. What if you lost the second toda? You're mafresh whether the rule that we said about the three karbanos toda applies to the karbanos chatos as well. Let's say you had three karbanos chatos because you had such a similar situation. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, v'chein linyan chataos. The same rules we just said about three karbanos toda also applies to three karbanos chatos. Hifrish chatos v'yavda, hifrish acheres tachteh v'yavda, hifrish acheres tachteh v'nimtzari shonos v'ri shloshen omdos. The exact same case of a karban chatos. You were designated one, you lost it. Designated a second one, lost that. Designated a third one, then found the other two. Nischaper barishona, if you got a kapara with the first karban chatos, shnia tamos. The second one is designated as a moser chatos, and therefore it's left to die. It's like a chilufe chatos, you already got your kapara with the first one. But shlishis, tira, the third one, cannot be left to die. It has to graze till it develops a mum, because it is not a chilufe of the first one. It is meant to be chilufe of the second one. And the second one was never brought. So this is not meant to replace the second one. So the shlishis is not moser chatos, because the second one wasn't a chatos. It's moser of whatever the second one was. So nischaper b'shlishis, if you got a kapara with the third one, shniya tamus, then the second one would die, because the third third one is the chilufin of the second one. So the shniya now becomes moser chatas, so it's left to die. But then for rishona tira, the rishona has no relationship to the third one. The first one and third one are not connected to each other at all, and therefore the first one is not a moser chatas. The first one should have to graze and not die. Nischaper ben tzayis, but if you got your kapara with the middle carbon chatas, stay in yamusu, then both number one and number three could die because they both had a relationship to number two. So once the second one was brought as your carbon chatas, the numbers one and three both become moser chatas, so they're both left to die. And then Amar Abaye has the same comment. Na filin schaper beachsman shteyan yamusu. You look big picture, all three are definitely related to each other. Each one is replacing the other one. So as long as you bring any one of the three, it doesn't matter which one, any one of the three, the others are going to be left to die because the others are moser chatas. So the Gemara asks, my v'chein, what's the chiddush that Rabbi Zeir is telling me when he says that v'chein le'inyan chatas? Isn't it pashut that just like by Toda, only the chilufin has the status of moser Toda, the chilufei chilufin does not have the status of moser Toda and will require lechem, that the same general rule should apply to recover chatas as well, says Mar, not so obvious. Mal detema, maybe it's dafka by a karmen toda that Rava says that the third one's going to require lechem if you brought the first one, because you're always allowed to bring more karmenos toda, so you're allowed to be marba betoda. So you brought the first one, second one now isn't needed, and third one is an extra karmen toda that you decided to bring. So you can bring lachme toda with that. But in the case of a carbon chatos, the letter of the member marba b'chatos, there's no such thing as just deciding to bring more carbon chatos. There's no marba b'chatos. Say imalo, I would think that you can't assume that each one is enough chayos for the other one, because it's not shy. It has to be that each one is enough chayos for the other one. It has to be that Abaye is right, because there's no such thing as just bringing it as a nedava. So kamash malon. That's why Rabbi Zeira had to tell me that we have the same halacha when it comes to a carbon chatos that we would when it comes to a carbon toda. So now the Gemara tells us, Tani Reb Chia, Toda Shinis Arva B'Tumarasa. We're gonna formulate the problem today, and then we're gonna begin the answers. But there are gonna be eight suggested answers. None of them are gonna work. But the problem is as follows: Toda Shinis Arva B'Tumarasa. Let's say a carbon toda gets mixed in together with a tumuras toda, and you don't know which is which. Fine. But then, umesa achas man. One of them dies, and you don't know which one died. Chavirte in the takana. The other one, there's nothing you could do with it. Because echinavit. Nakrav lechem bada. You're going to bring lechem with it? Dilma tmurihi. Maybe the surviving animal is the tmura, and tmura doesn't get lechem. Lo nakrav lechem bada. Dilma todihi. What? So you're not going to bring lechem? But maybe it's the toda, and the toda does get lechem. So echidami. Ida amar alai. If he said that I'm accepting responsibility on myself, lo sagid lo maisi. That you have to bring a carbon toda because you're makabel achrayus, so then you're definitely allowed to bring another carbon for achrayus. Laisi be'machrina v'lechem, you should bring another animal together with lechem v'lema and make the following tonight. If the surviving animal was only the tamura, then this new animal that I'm bringing with the lechem is my carbon toda. If the surviving animal was a toda, so then this is the lechem for the surviving carbon toda, and this new animal I'm bringing is only just in case the toda gets lost. I'm just bringing it for achrayus, and you can bring both behemos and the lechem, and one of them is going to be the carbon toda. The lechem is definitely lachme toda, and the second one is tamura, or the behemoth that's bal achrayus is brought without lechem, and which is the correct thing to do. So you don't have a real problem over here. It says Mar, no, lo tzricha da amar hare zo. The case is you were never mekabel achrayus. You said hare zo toda. So you were mafreshed as an adava, and then therefore, if it died, you do not have to replace it. So you can't bring another behema and say that if the one that died was the tmura, let this one be the achrayus of the surviving one, because there is no achrayus of the surviving one. You're just stam bringing another animal, and if you're stam bringing slaughtering another animal, it requires its own lechem. So that solution wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, Simin lemodim midas Allah sheish. It goes to that whole simin is a simin of the names of the Amoraim who are going to suggest different terutzim of how to resolve this issue. Let's do the first one. So Amru lemedin lefnei Rebbe, v'laisi lechem. Why don't you just bring lechem? V'leima and say, if the surviving one is a carbon toda and it requires lachem halachma, this is the lachme toda. And ilo, and if it's not a carbon toda, it's only the tamura that survives, let this lachem just be lachem chulin, and then we don't have a problem. So Amar Lahu, Rebbe said to the lemeidin lefnei Rebbe, v'chimachnisin chulin azara. What, you're just going to say, let it be chulin? How could you bring it into the azara if it's chulin? So it can't be that you could just say, let it be chulin. That's not an option if you're bringing it into the azara. Tosov here discusses some of the rules of bringing chulin into the azara. Like, what does that mean? You're not allowed to bring anything that's chulin into the azara. What about chulin clothing that you're wearing? So the Gemara Tosos has discussions of the specific rules, but not for now. So Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll go through suggestions numbers 2 through 8 on how to resolve this difficulty.